We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Red Sox and Rangers from Fenway Park. This is the Herb Chambers Porsche pregame show, and it's time for the Clubhouse Insider with WEEI.com's Rob Bradford. Rob, quite a bit of news coming out of the pregame today as the tarp is on the field, although the weather looks like it will improve as the night moves on. First, let's touch on Jacoby Ellsbury. After a CT scan, they find out that four of his ribs have non-displaced hairline fractures. That goes a long way to explaining why he is on the disabled list.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking when anytime you hear fracture, and it's, I know it's hairline fractures, and basically the CT scan is something you do after the initial diagnosis. That's something that's not going to show up on the x-rays, and I think a lot of people were surprised when this came out. But it doesn't really change their treatment, and they're saying there's still a possibility that he might be able to come back next week. He's eligible to come off the disabled list next Tuesday. So what it does really, besides surprise people, is maybe not that much. But anytime you hear something like that, that is an earth-shattering thing.
Well, your first reaction is an increased level of concern because we really don't know when Mike Cameron's going to be ready. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be a short-term thing, or it could be a very long-term thing. And now you're thinking, well, maybe Jacoby's not going to be ready when his 15 days are up. This outfield's in a state of flux right now.
Yeah, it really is. And with Ellsbury, you really just don't know. You don't know he's going to take a few days off from swinging. They didn't rule out him coming back next week. But if he doesn't come back next week, you're absolutely right, John, that you have Bill Hall getting a lot of time in the outfield, and you have Josh Reddick, obviously, who doesn't have a whole lot of experience. Jeremy Hermida, who's swinging a good bat, but certainly isn't the defender that they would have with Ellsbury and Cameron. So, yeah, things are in a state of flux. Certainly not how they planned it heading into this year.
And not to discount the legend of Darnell McDonald, but, I mean, you don't think that this guy is going to be a permanent solution in the outfield for you.
Well, yeah, you don't want to discount it. I mean, you want to give the guy every benefit of the doubt. He is 31 years old, has bounced around a little bit. Good for him. It's a great story. He's shown a lot so far. He was hitting lefties like 429 clip in Pawtucket before he came up. So if nothing else, he might be a guy who can supply a bat against lefties. He's done what he's asked to. He's on a little bit of a roll. I hearken back to the days of Dwayne Hosey when he came up and you know, out of nowhere and produced, and starting in a playoff game at the end of that 95 season. But you know, you take what you can in terms of Darnell McDonald. It's a good story, good for him.
Yeah, the Red Sox have won a couple games here, and they've done it the hard way against a struggling Texas Rangers team. But still, there are some glaring problems with this team. We've talked a lot about David Ortiz. We've talked about J.D. Drew. We've talked about the fact that they can't throw anybody out of the base paths. But there's so many things going wrong that there's just something new to talk about each day. Right now, it's starting pitching. All of their starters, at one point or another, have struggled much more than we have expected. It was supposed to be a strong point. And now throw into the mix Daisuke Matsuzaka appears close or ready to return.
Well, just to touch on the starters as a whole, interesting stat is that they have, for the last four starts, each starter has had a 7.50 ERA or above. And they haven't had that four starters in a row go four starts in a row like that since 2001. That you would never think that this starting rotation that a lot of people identified as maybe the best in team history as accomplishment in that, no, not in a million years. But in terms of getting Daisuke back, Terry Francona said before the game today, he is going to make his next start with the Red Sox. He did want to talk to some different people and who are going to be affected by this. So they aren't going to give the timetable right now, maybe after the game. But Daisuke will make his next start as a member of the Red Sox.
But somebody's out. We don't know who it is yet. It could be Tim Wakefield. It could be Clay Buchholz. It would appear that one of those two guys is going to be out of the rotation. Could Buchholz be pitching for his spot tonight?
I don't think so. I think they've already made the decision, and I would not be surprised if it's Tim Wakefield's goes to the bullpen. So I don't think that Clay Buchholz is pitching for his spot. I don't think that's how they like to do things anyway. You don't want to say, okay, you know, you have to produce here or else. But if I were a betting man, then that's the where I would go, Wakefield in the bullpen.
All right, Rob. Good to see you as always.
All right, John.
For more, be sure to log on to WEEI.com, where you can also find all of our pregame audio. We'll jump around the major leagues next. You're listening to the Herb Chambers Porsche pregame show on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.